It is Tuesday, July 14th. I'm Nicole Sandler from RadioOrNot.com, and it is time for the Quickie News Update, a discussion of the day's news in 10 minutes or less.
From the Talk Radio News Service, on the line with us today is Jay Tamboli. Hi, Jay. What's going on?
Hi. Well, I am on the Hill in the hearing room for the Sotomayor confirmation. The Senate Judiciary Committee holding its second day of hearings today. Yesterday was all introductory statements, and so we got a bit of a preview of what the senators would be asking, not terribly surprising for most of them. But today, they're actually going to be asking Sotomayor the questions, and she's going to get a chance to respond.
And how does that work? They go down the line, and they each ask one question, and then they go back and do it again and again until they're all done?
Well, they're actually only expecting to have two rounds of questions. Today, each senator gets 30 minutes. There are 19 senators on the committee, so they're not actually expected to finish today. They're expected to have to go and start tomorrow, too. But today they'll go from early this morning until probably about 5 or 6 p.m. Eastern today, and then they'll recess for tomorrow. After they finish this first round of questions, there will be a second round where each senator only gets 20 minutes. And then after that second round of questioning ends, they're going to hear testimony from some outside witnesses later this week, and we'll probably finish up on the hearings on Friday. Now, usually these kinds of committees, they go in order of seniority, but in order to keep things balanced, they're actually going to be alternating between Republicans and Democrats. Because there are more Democrats on the committee, there will be a chain of Democrats consecutively at the end. But again, today, half an hour each. And, you know, half an hour, it's both a lot of time if it's uncomfortable for Sotomayor. But after listening to some of the introductory statements from Democrats yesterday, I don't know what they're planning on doing with their half hour except, you know, rehashing her life story. We'll probably hear that again several times today. But the questions from Republicans are expected to be pretty tough. So they will really use their time effectively.
Okay. All right. What other stories are we following today?
Well, this is actually the main one. There are also some hearings going on involving or ongoing debate on the Hill about the health care reform stuff that President Obama has been talking about. Several of the senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee actually are having to split their time between this and other meetings involving that. But that's something that's, you know, been ongoing and will continue. There's a continual debate about what to do with the public option for health care. The president saying that, while not saying it's a deal breaker, if there's no public option, saying that it's very important and hoping to see that.
Absolutely. All right. And any more news on Dick Cheney and the recent revelations that he absolutely broke the law by having the CIA keep his plans for capturing and killing al-Qaeda people secret from the Congress?
Well, that's something that everyone is kind of expecting the Attorney General to move on. The Attorney General Holder made some comments earlier saying that, you know, there's a possibility that he would pursue an investigation of that. Lying to Congress is a crime. And in fact, one of the things that people may not be aware of is that even if they didn't fully lie to Congress, or even if, you know, they didn't actually carry out any of these assassinations, conspiracy law allows prosecution if they take, some kind of step, meaning if they actually wrote up a list of people that they would like to assassinate, something like that, that is enough to justify a criminal conviction. So we don't know whether or not Holder is going to pursue this or not, but he, you know, said he is open to the possibility. And I think there are a lot of people up on the Hill who would like to see something like that going forward. Senator Leahy, speaking yesterday after the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, did say that what he had proposed and what he still favors is a kind of truth commission where we figure out what happened, but let go in kind of prosecution, because he thinks it's better to get the truth out there rather than have a kind of extended prosecution of a former president and his staff, which is kind of unseemly and is not something that American governments usually do.
Yeah, but when laws are broken, as they were, obviously, and then I think that's incumbent upon the Attorney General to do it. I mean, that's what his job is. And also, it's not only the lying, but the torture, which is what I thought Eric Holder was looking at appointing a special prosecutor to investigate.
Well, it's certainly a possibility. These ongoing things, while they... it is pretty clear at this point, assuming the accusations are true, that the vice president and his staff have committed crimes. There is a prosecutorial discretion that all prosecutors have, whether to pursue it or not. But there's definitely a lot of pressure from people on the Hill, not explicit, but kind of a lot of people talking, saying that that would be a good idea for the Attorney General to pursue this stuff. I think, you know, whatever the case, we're probably going to learn more about this stuff. And whether the Attorney General pursues it or not, there are going to be repercussions. Alberto Gonzalez, former Attorney General, was on some of the TV networks this morning and was asked about these things. He did while he was still in office, refused to answer any questions, saying that these are classified programs and he couldn't talk about them. I guess breaking classified stuff when you're talking about Valerie Plame is okay, but when you're defending yourself, you can fall back on that.
Unbelievable that anybody would call on Alberto Gonzalez as an expert. He was on Fox, obviously. Anywhere else?
I believe he was on CBS this morning.
Wow.
Talking about this stuff. But, I don't believe that he has any credibility left at this point. He's going to be teaching down in Texas, but, you know, I don't think he's even teaching law. And this is, if we're talking about a guy who was a judge on the Texas Supreme Court, you'd think that, you know, he could at least find a job at a law school, but at least, you know, he doesn't seem to have done that. He really doesn't have any credibility left, and just refusing to answer questions or talk about this, I think it's probably just protecting his own hide.
I think you're right. I'm amazed he even gave the interview, but I guess, hey, he was flattered that somebody wanted to talk to him.
Yeah, probably. He's grateful for any attention he gets.
That's right. All right, Jay Tamboli from the Talk Radio News Service. TalkRadioNews.com is the website. You're going to be at the hearings all day today?
All day today and for the rest of the week.
All right, and I'm sure we'll get more reports from Jay Tamboli as the week progresses. On my late-night show on Air America Radio, which streams live at airamerica.com, weeknights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time, I am joined all week by Doug Kendall of the Constitutional Accountability Center, who is also live blogging the hearings for Huffington Post. So we'll get a nightly update from him, along with other great conversation and discussion about things happening in the news and some fun as well. I hope you'll join me. So that's it for today's Quickie News Update. I'm Nicole Sandler, Radio or Not.